Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hi, everybody. Glad you've joined us here on a Saturday morning in Tallahassee. What a beautiful day. Been cold this week, but a warming trend through the weekend. Should be not as chilly. And got a great show lined up here for you this morning with Audrey Post, also known as Miss Grow-It-All, talking about gardening and the winter vegetables that we're going to be planting, if maybe we've already planted. Joining her will be Beth Lewis, who is the executive director for Goodwood Museum and Gardens. Going to have a great conversation about all that going on. So you stay tuned right here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive. For accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Widden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widden is known for taking care of business. Widden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
So here we are on a Saturday in November, just eagerly awaiting the holiday season as it approaches, with Thanksgiving only now a couple of weeks away, and we've got another great Saturday of festivals and activities around, and just a great time of year, is it not? The weather has been such a pleasure lately. Just enjoy out in Monticello the other day, a drive through the country on our way out there, and my wife and I having the opportunity to take in some of the beauty and surrounding area that is so much a part of what we do every day in this town. Man, what a great place. Is it not? Can we not all say yes and amen? And so with that in mind, we've got Audrey Post joining us today to talk about growing your own, whether it's flowering stuff or edible stuff. A great time to be planting winter vegetables, we'll say, cooler weather vegetables. And we're going to learn a lot about that and the good people over there at Goodwood Museum and Gardens for their part, contributing to the goodness and the loveliness that is Tallahassee. Goodwood, for its history, has become sort of a little gem there, and we're going to learn more as Beth Lewis, the executive director, will talk with us about that. Good combination of topics for us in this time of year when we are thankful, are we not, for all that we've been given. And you know, food is always a big part of that, so at least it is in my life. So we'll be eagerly awaiting suggestions from the good growers from Goodwood and Audrey Post, Miss Grow-It-All. In the news this week, some rather disturbing information that we've tried to make sense of, and it's ongoing, I suppose, but with Jameis Winston being dragged into what we initially had to assume was all just sort of contrived, and then there seems to be some substance to the fact that there really was an investigation that now has been reactivated. And I had a chance to read Bob Gabordi's reply online. If you've not done that, it might be a good thing for you to do, what he called the story behind our Jameis Winston story. And he came to two conclusions, essentially that, yes, there really was an investigation. It was real. But the evidence against Winston appeared pretty thin on the surface. So we're not, apparently, we're aware of the fact that it, in fact, was real. It happened, and that the investigation has been reactivated. But as to whether or not Winston is culpable in this situation, or whether the facts point in his direction, that's what's really now at question. Nonetheless, Syracuse, Florida State square off later today, and so we are looking forward to a matchup there. They will be playing today 2:30, home game at Doak Campbell. The Syracuse Orange go against Florida State, now ranked number 2 at 9-0. It'll be a good matchup. Otherwise, we should mention, too, that this portion of our show is being brought to you by the good friends we have over there at Mighty Lube, Tommy T's Mighty Lube on Thomasville Road, which, you know, we love to talk about our friends who do such good work here with Tallahassee Talks. That's kind of what we're always talking about, is all the good things happening in town, and these guys are a big part of that. Tommy T's Mighty Lube on Thomasville Road, right there in the heart of Midtown. Can't imagine a more convenient location. And they really are good at what they do. And so oftentimes, I know I'm in and out within a matter of minutes, and it doesn't really matter what the issue is. If it's a weird noise coming from somewhere in the car, or I need an oil change or a checkup, they can make it happen. I mean, they do everything from brakes to AC, tune-ups and shocks. They own the place. This is Steve and John. And so they make sure that every single customer gets their very best. That's what I love about them. Tommy T's on Thomasville Road in Midtown. They're just south of the Whataburger, so that you can find what you are looking for in auto care. Tommy T's Mighty Lube on Thomasville Road. We are looking forward to another launching this week, and that is with our Help Christmas Connection promotion. In fact, what we call Help Us Help Christmas Connection. Help Us Help Christmas Connection is now in its, 15 years we've been doing this. And the whole effort is designed to bring together local businesses who then help us in funding the advertising, getting the message out there through television, radio, billboard, print, and web. All of this designed to encourage you and I to give generously to the good work that Christmas Connection does every year this time of year. If you don't know what Christmas Connection is all about, I invite you to go to their website, thechristmasconnection.org. Learn about their mission. It's actually ongoing because this is an organization that for its history has contributed to the welfare of families and children, especially throughout the year. These folks are social service professionals. They work hard 365 to take care of families who otherwise would go without. And some of these situations are rather desperate. Some of them are certainly unplanned, unanticipated. I mean, we've got moms and dads out there who got laid off 2 years ago and have stopped looking for work. And they've never been in a welfare position. They've never had to rely on public assistance. They don't even know what to do. And so they've lost the house. They're getting by the best they can. Maybe he found something part-time. Well, Christmas Connection does its part in reaching out to those families, helping them through a tough time, getting them additional training if needed, helping them balance a checkbook. Whatever is needed, Christmas Connection then steps in and knows how to do so in a professional way. We love it. And this promotion we call Help Us Help Christmas Connection is our way of helping them do what they do best. So if you'll pay attention, you can go to the website, helpchristmasconnection.com, and find the local Burger King in your neighborhood. There's 10 of them. And whether it's in Leon or Wakulla County, there's a Burger King near you. Go to Burger King, enjoy some good food, and leave a donation in one of the collection boxes. They're all there. Browning Moving and Storage, they are the ones who take up the challenge of gathering all of these donations. They provide the logistics to deliver all of the toys, all of the clothing, and non-perishable food items that are donated, and deliver it to Christmas Connection headquarters, which this year will be out there at the Village Commons out there on Thomasville Road. In the building that used to be occupied by Turner's Furniture. They have taken up residence there for the season. And Browning Moving and Logistics, actually, is the name. Browning Moving and Logistics. They take up the challenge of making sure that all of your contributions are delivered on time. This is going on all over town, and you can be a part of helping us help Christmas Connection with your gift of love, gift of support. Yes, you can make cash donations as well, financial donations. You can write a check to them. You can learn more about that at thechristmasconnection.org. But in doing so, you're going to help us help these folks do what they do best, and we appreciate it very much. HelpChristmasConnection.com, again, is the website, and we'll be looking for your help as we go through. You stay with us. We've got Beth Lewis coming up and Audrey Post, Miss Grow-It-All, and we're going to learn all about what they're doing this time of year. We're glad you've tuned in. The Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with us.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Tallahassee Talks on a beautiful Saturday morning. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Cerny. We have in studio the very lovely ladies who have agreed to join us. Ms. Grow-It-All, who is a local writer, educator, TV and radio personality, Audrey Post. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Glad you are here. And joining her in this conversation, the lovely Beth Lewis, who is the executive director for Goodwood Museum and Gardens. Hello, Beth.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Aren't we happy that you are here, because we're going to learn all about growing stuff and what Goodwood is doing. And you two kind of are in cahoots, are you not? How is it that Miss Grow-It-All and Goodwood are connected?
Well, Miss Grow-It-All loves Goodwood.
Ah.
I was fascinated when the first time I went there after I moved to Tallahassee in 2000.
Ah.
And I've done some volunteer work over the years over there. And 2 years ago, I was asked to join the board of directors. And I agreed. And I spend a lot of time over there, and I love it.
And for you, Goodwood, because it is a museum, as well as it offers all of the gardens, is that the connection there for you?
Both. I love history,
yeah.
And I love gardening. I've been a gardener since I was a little girl. My grandparents both gardened, and I loved going out to work with them.
Well, as Miss Grow-It-All, it's been your mission to do what?
Get people to enjoy the fun of gardening, not make it drudge work, to get out there and learn and do. And, you know, sometimes things are not going to flourish. Sometimes they're going to die.
Tell us about it.
Plant something else.
So is that the key? Just keep going. Don't
just
give up.
Just keep going.
And so with your writing and with the work you've done both in radio and television, tell us about that. How do we connect with you?
Well, I have a website.
Ah.
It's called MsGrowItAll.com, and
okay.
I am embarrassed to say it's not been updated regularly since I went back to grad school, but I'm going to work on doing better.
Okay, so we do have a website. What's the web address?
www.msgrowitall.com.
So
M-S-G-R-O-W-I-T-A-L-L.
MsGrowItAll.com. Okay. And in the writing that you do, or as Ms. Grow-It-All, that is published on a regular basis, too.
Right. I'm in Tallahassee Magazine. I have been since 2011. The first 7 years of the column, I was in the Tallahassee Democrat every week. I started doing it when I was still working there. I worked there from 2000 to 2007.
I got you.
As an editor in various positions.
And then you've done radio work. You had your own radio show at one point?
It was Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio. And I really enjoyed it. Huh. In fact, I told someone I did 30 years in newspapers, and had I discovered the joy of radio sooner, I might have switched media.
Well, sister, we're glad that you're among us, I want to say. We welcome you with open headphones.
How about that? All right.
Yeah. So here we are, a new awakening, I suppose, or another opportunity for you. And then you've done some work with television.
One of my students at FSU was the producer of the Good Morning Show on the weekend on WCTV, the CBS affiliate.
Okay.
And
yeah.
She asked me if I would come do a weekend segment. And it went so well that Kara Duffy, the weekend morning show anchor, decided to make it a regular monthly feature. So the second Saturday of each month, I'm on between 8 and 8:30 usually for a 2 to 3 minute segment. It's fun. It's live. I can talk about whatever I want. I clear it with them, but they're very open to whatever I think
topics?
The gardening audience wants.
What kinds of things do you present us?
Well,
like how to grow petunias in the winter, or
well, actually, I did talk about petunias and violas and pansies this month.
My favorite.
The cool weather color. For your garden. Last month it was planting bulbs, and that was this, October was the time to get your spring bulbs planted. Okay. And I also try to promote any events that are related to that. Last month, in connection with bulbs, the Florida Daffodil Society was having its annual sale in a couple of weeks, so I made mention of that.
Well, there you go. So, if you are an avid gardener, Audrey Post, Ms. Grow-It-All is somebody you need to be connected to either by web or print or TV, and here you are sharing with us as an audience. We love that. We're going to learn more about some gardening tips you might have for us, especially this time of year. And we need to talk about winter vegetables too, do we not?
Yes, we do.
Not
it's
too late
time.
For that, is
not
it?
At all.
Okay. Meanwhile, Beth, you are over here with Goodwood Museum and Gardens.
Right.
And with that, how long have you been the executive director?
I started in January of this year, 2013, and previously handled membership and development for about 6 months.
Really?
Yes.
So you had some background with it. Were you doing this kind of work prior to working with Goodwood?
No. It's funny. I call myself a recovering lawyer. So I practiced law for about 10 years in the Northeast.
How's that going, by the way?
Yeah, so,
therapist is happy with your progress?
Right. So I loved what I did, but I didn't love it enough.
So what happens to a person when they are recovering from
I have to admit, I borrowed that from somebody who said that the other day, and I just love it. But I had done a lot of development and fundraising work through nonprofits I'd volunteered with.
You're dodging the question. I want to get into this with you. You were an attorney. How long were you an attorney?
A little over 10 years in Providence in Boston.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what kind of law were you practicing?
Corporate law and primarily real estate.
Ah.
Yes.
So you lived through, you said, about 10 years up in Boston.
Yes.
Ah, so that explains the nervous twitch I'm noticing here, right?
No.
So,
worked with great people.
Just kidding, folks. Yeah. She's fine. Yeah. So you walked through that whole period of time when the wheels were falling off, huh?
I did. Kind of left it right around then. I had my third child, and originally grew up here in Tallahassee, so our family decided to move back here. Yes.
So with that move, you said, you know what, being a lawyer, I served my time, I'm going to move on. Did you think in terms of association management, or did you have any other sort of career goals, or was it really just, I need to get out of this and then see what I want to do?
Well, I think I had stopped practicing altogether and was home, and actually came to Goodwood.
Being
to
with your family.
Being with my family,
kids.
And
yeah.
Picked up just a part-time position at Goodwood. Yeah. And like so many people who know Goodwood and love Goodwood, you just you just want to give more and more.
How old are your children now?
So I have a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 13-year-old. Yes.
Okay, so all the women listening right now just kind of took that collective gasp, right? Okay. We know that you
great
have
kids,
no life.
Though.
This is your life, right? Yeah, I understand. But it's a great life, is it not?
It is. It is. And I'm fortunate because I get to come and work in a beautiful place. And, I spend probably as much time at Goodwood working as I did when I was practicing law. But when you love it, when you can do something you love, it's easy to do.
Do your kids get to come over to Goodwood and play?
They do.
They do. Do they get involved with digging up stuff? And like maybe Audrey, you can help them plant flowers? And
we could find someone to help them.
Is Goodwood a family-friendly place?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It is. And that's something we're trying to get the word out, that it is, museums especially are moving into more of a community feel, a community place to go to. And so, any given day we'll see kids out, we'll see family pictures being done on the front lawn. And that's the idea. It's a point to be invited and come on at any given time. It's not just touring the main house or coming out and coming to an event at the Carriage House. There's lots to do.
Talking with Beth Lewis, she is the executive director for Goodwood Museum and Gardens, and our lovely, wonderful friend Audrey Post, also known to us as Miss Grow It All. We're glad that you both have joined us here this morning. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call. I will try not to sing out of key.
Yeah. Oh, baby, hide it loud. And we are back talking with Beth Lewis from Goodwood Museum and Gardens. She's the executive director, a recovering lawyer, we've discovered. Who,
I should never have said that.
Oh, no. We haven't even gotten started talking about that. Yeah, we're going to dig in on that one big time. And Audrey Post, who is Miss Grow It All for all of us who are gardening devotees, people who really like getting out there and digging around a little bit, whether we know what we're doing or not, it doesn't matter because Miss Grow It All is here to help us, aren't you?
I and a lot of other people too. And one of the things I wanted to mention was we need more garden volunteers, and you don't necessarily have to be a great gardener. We have a vast array of knowledge among our volunteers, and they gladly share it. If you want to volunteer and you are afraid because you don't think your gardening skills are good enough, don't worry about it. We have volunteers who can teach you.
That's good to know.
You get to practice on somebody else's garden.
Well, as a kid, that was, my folks were both farming people. My dad was from Sweden. My mother was from central Utah. They met in Seattle. Okay, but they both grew up on farms. And so as a kid with my sister and I, we were working the land all the time. And there was always another project or a planting to do. My dad was big time into begonias. He had won prizes with the local gardening club. My mother was president of the garden club. What does that tell you? So, so it's in my DNA. And I will still have little starts all over the yard, little pots where I've put a seed that I picked up in Austin or something, so I've got this little thing growing. People, what is that? I have no idea, but it looked cool, so I brought it and planted it, and we're going to find out.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can take that over to the county extension office.
And have them identified.
And the Master Gardener volunteers and the extension agent. We have a wonderful new extension agent in the county.
Cool.
David Marshall, well known to people in Leon County.
And that's down there on Paul Russell Road.
Paul Russell
just
Road.
Not far from the fairgrounds.
It's across the street from Jack McLean Park.
Okay.
But David retired after 33 years here, and Taylor Vandiver is here. She's a wonderful young woman who came to us from Auburn University.
How wonderful.
She's really brought a lot of energy and good ideas.
Well, that's cool.
They can help identify mystery plants for
you. I will do that. And folks, there you go. There's another helpful hint from Miss Grow-It-All. And by the way, would it be fair to say that certainly North Florida, the Big Bend, as we call it, the Big Bend area, is predominantly agrarian? I mean, Leon County is sort of imposed within this historic agrarian economy, agriculture about us. There are farms all over the place, including museums and Goodwood gardens here. And I think about that. I mean, how many of the folks that you are in touch with, you know, I think of, Turkey Hill Farms, a big one.
Louise and Herman, yeah.
Yeah, they're big time. And then there's the Monticello Vineyards and Winery out there. This one that grows muscadine grapes and has her own winery. We live in such a rich environment, Beth. Don't you think that is part of what we miss a lot of times? And here's Goodwood sitting
right in the middle of Midtown, really.
In the middle of town.
And it always pains me when somebody says, I'm from Tallahassee and I've never been to Goodwood, or I didn't know it was there. So, because it is such a unique experience.
Well, it is secluded for that matter.
It is. It's located on Miccosukee Road, tucked right behind the hospital. But it's actually 20 acres of beautiful land.
That's a good point, folks. Let's make sure you understand that. For those of you who do not know about Goodwood and you're just learning today with having Beth and Audrey here, Goodwood is what we'd say just east of the hospital, TMH, right there on Miccosukee.
Right.
Plenty of big signs out front,
yes,
so you can't miss that. But you're not going to see the building and grounds from the street, are you?
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're not. You're going to need to come up the driveway, and there's signage that will take you where you need to go.
And at one time, this was a working plantation.
It was.
Right? One
it
of the
was.
Few remaining from that antebellum period.
Right. At one time, it consisted of 2,400 acres.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Well, and that's a bit of history there, too. And Audrey, maybe you can speak to some of our history. I recall back, let's say, during the 1800s, Leon County was flush with plantations, 70 or 80 working plantations inside of Leon County.
It really is interesting to see how the changes at Goodwood over the years. Goodwood's only had five owners before it became a museum and gardens. But the history of Goodwood parallels the history of Leon County, going from the agrarian economy, and then the Civil War era took its toll on Tallahassee and Leon County. And then it became the plantation, the hunting plantation, Winter Estate, the tourism, the service industry.
Family and such people would come and winter over in Tallahassee. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, this was a woman named Tears, Fanny Tears.
Fanny Tears, who was from New Jersey.
Right.
And who purchased it to be a quail hunting plantation.
Okay.
And she's the one who really invested a lot of money at the time into the property.
Okay.
And a lot of the outbuildings were added by her to house guests, to house different people that she brought down with her to assist with the overall.
Tell me her name again.
Her name was Fanny Tears.
Fanny Tears.
Right. And she purchased the property in 1911 and sold it in 1925. She really did not have a long time or a long presence in Tallahassee.
I see. So from 25 going forward, has it been kind of sold off different times to different folks?
No, it actually was sold to Senator Hodges and his wife Margaret. They purchased it in 1925.
Okay.
And at that point, it really became the hot political area, and you know, Senator Hodges would host these great formal dinners down the main hall of the house.
Okay.
So you would have a lot of functions like that. Senator Hodges died, I believe, in 1940, and his widow, Margaret, continued to maintain the property. Okay. She remarried later to actually one of the tenants who lived at the property at that time, Tom Hood, and it was Tom Hood died following Mrs. Hodges, and from there he turned it over to a foundation. And
interesting.
Became a museum.
Interesting. So it is now privately owned?
It is a private, yes. It is a private.
I like that. Folks, I hope you like it, because that's what we're all about here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning with our good friends Beth Lewis and Aubrey Post. We'll be right back. Time now for another edition of IMAX UMAX with Emily Brown.
With IMAX UMAX, I'm Emily Brown. The Challenger Learning Center IMAX Theater is thrilled to announce the grand opening of Jerusalem 3D in our theater, a new documentary produced by National Geographic. This film takes you soaring above the city that many call the Holy Land and takes a look at the conjunction of science, history, and religion and how it has shaped the understanding of Jerusalem. You can catch Jerusalem 3D in our theater for the next 3 months. Also, when planning your holiday entertainment, keep in mind that the Challenger Center IMAX will be showing a double feature of Christmas comedy classics, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and A Christmas Story, from November 29th through January 2nd. These movies will play at least once per day on the giant screen and will be $6 to see one or $11 to see both. Group discounts also apply. As always, showtimes can be found at www.challengertlh.com or by calling 850-644-IMAX. With IMAX UMAX, I'm Emily Brown.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merrymaids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's why we rely on Merrymaids right here at our studios, because, you know, I need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merrymaids make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction. Screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even free consultation. And as a new customer, when you sign up for 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400, because they'll spend that first visit doing the deep cleaning you've probably been wanting to do for yourself. But don't do that. Call Merrymaids. Relax, and it's done. Right here in Tallahassee, 386-2205, or online at merrymaids.com. So we're talking about Goodwood Museum and Gardens here in Tallahassee. A bit of you might say, a gemstone in the middle of Leon County, Tallahassee, right there at Miccosukee, off of Magnolia, just about maybe two or three blocks east of Magnolia, behind the teammates hospital there, Tallahassee Memorial Hospital. Hidden from the road, but full of wonderful treasures, things that you and I can explore. By the way, there's no charge. I found that out. Right, Audrey? There's no charge?
No charge to tour the grounds, no.
The grounds, yeah.
The house, yes.
A small admission, too.
Yeah, for the house, you're going to pay a little small admission. That helps support what they're doing. But
and, of course, free to our members at all times.
Okay, so if you're a member, you can go in.
If you're a member.
And then you have things, you have events scheduled throughout the year, I guess, at the Carriage House, right?
Right.
And you have lots of weddings and all that sort of thing going on.
Correct. We have weddings almost every weekend, and then different organizations will utilize Goodwood for its own fundraisers or things like that.
And you've got one going on now. I mean, this is happening today, right?
Correct. Right now, Habitat for Humanity is hosting its annual Festival of the Trees, and we're glad that Goodwood was selected as the place to have that this year.
Okay, Festival of the Trees. Audrey, now that's compelling. What are we doing here? Festival of the Trees. The trees are kind of come together and dance, or what are we?
Oh, yes, it's great. You should be there. Watch it.
Hands, as the scripture says, the cedars will clap their hands.
Seriously, different organizations donate decorated artificial trees.
Oh, cool.
And many of them have themes.
Oh,
it's incredible to see the creativity
that
has gone into it.
So I can come in and purchase a decorated tree.
and the proceeds benefit Habitat for Humanity.
And that's happening today, we'll say, till what, 5, 6 o'clock, maybe until it gets dark.
Maybe. I would say so.
I believe so. And, and glad to say Goodwood has its own tree. The Goodwood Alliance has put together a tree.
Good for you.
Available, so.
Good for you. So, folks, you see, you can go there this afternoon once you're finished listening to our wonderful show. And then you go over to Goodwood, and you can see all these beautiful trees, the tour of the trees. Purchase a tree, and that's going to help Habitat for Humanity. And by the way, while you're there, take the tour. I mean, it's a small admission fee. You can tour the house, and Beth will personally be there to tell you everything you want to know. Is that right?
No.
No?
Oh. Well, not always, but...
someone will be there.
But we do have wonderful docents who are very knowledgeable about the house, its history, and the history of the furnishings. Of course, we can always use more docents, too, and we will train anyone who's interested in volunteering.
I have somebody in mind for that job, as a matter of fact. We'll talk about that because she doesn't know who she is yet, but I'll talk to her, too. So if you look at Goodwood, and it in some way represents Tallahassee's past or history, what does it say to you about Tallahassee when you think of Goodwood?
I think of strength and resilience and beauty and acceptance. All those things that make Tallahassee such a great place to live are pretty much embodied in Goodwood, too.
And now it has sort of expanded itself, right, in that we have Carriage House. So it's not just a relic.
True. We built the Carriage House Conference Center on the footprint of the original Carriage House. We needed a larger indoor venue for rentals. Jubilee Cottage has been very popular for years, but it has a limited capacity. It's good for smaller groups. And then we have other smaller buildings like the Laundry Cottage and the
the
guest house.
Us.
Yes,
they are. They are. And also Goodwood's got a fair amount of programming related to every Friday starting in May through starting in September through May. Every first Friday, we offer a free, we call it our brown bag lunch series, where we offer a different topic for discussion, and it may be related to growing vegetables, to historic preservation of the house, but it's something that we offer to the public and hope they will utilize.
What a great
utilize.
Idea. Yeah.
Yes.
I've attended a number of events, their weddings, as well as the Dandy Awards was hosted there. The annual Dandy Awards with E2E Connect had their last event there. A beautiful facility. Folks, if you've not seen that or considered using those facilities for an event you have in mind, you owe it to yourself to be sure to check that out. Talk to Beth, and I'm sure that she would be happy to show that to you. Speaking of growing stuff, we do have Miss Grow-It-All here, and growing vegetables is a big part of what you help us do, and here we are in November. So if we are planting right now, what ought we be growing, Miss Audrey Post?
This is the perfect time to plant your cool weather vegetables. Let me say Tallahassee's the perfect place to garden. You can garden year-round, because there's something that will grow unless you have a hard deep freeze below 30
Rarely
for
happens.
A couple of weeks. We had that a few years ago, dreadful winter, but... You grow lettuces, spinach, your coal crops, which are broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage, kohlrabi and beets. All the things that if you learn to garden up in North Carolina like I did, you grow them in the summer, but they won't grow here in the summer.
Too hot.
It's too hot.
Yeah.
So you have your cool weather crops. And if it gets down, most of them can take a little kiss of frost. If it gets down below 30, you might want to put a cover over it, but... You can grow wonderful things in the winter here. And it's really a lot easier because you don't have the bugs and slugs that
can
you
I
do
grow
in
root
summer.
Vegetables? I mean, my carrots and onions and squash or potatoes.
Now's the time to plant your onion sets. We plant potatoes here in February.
Okay.
Harvest them in July. Okay. But yeah, you could try. Who knows what would happen there under the soil.
That's the good point, isn't it?
Yes.
As you say, Tallahassee's climate is so conducive. To agriculture. Well, folks, this is the kind of thing that I like talking about because it really reveals so much about one's character, I think, when when it is a cold Saturday morning and you know that you have to get up and get out there and plant, you're not going to stay in your jammies all Saturday morning. So, folks, this is my challenge. I'm throwing down here. I want you to get out there and plant some cooler weather vegetables and trust that Miss Audrey Post giving us the kind of info that we need just to enjoy God-given goodness that we are here in Leon County, along with Beth Lewis, who graciously has joined us, the executive director for Goodwood Museum and Gardens. Any parting thoughts from either of you?
Well, if you want to get your garden going, the area nurseries have seeds as well as bedding plants. Mm. You can find your vegetables at all the area nurseries. I would add this, shop the local nurseries if you can, because they know what grows here and what doesn't. Some of the big box stores will have plants and seeds that this isn't the right time for them, but they ship to all their stores at the same time. So if you stick with local nurseries, you have their knowledge as well.
Awesome. Folks, thanks for being with us. It's been a pleasure. Beth, thank you for joining
us. Thank you so much.
We're glad you were here. And Ms. Grow-It-All, Ms. Audrey Post, our good friend who keeps us in the know when it comes to knowing how to grow stuff really cool. MSGrowItAll.com is the website.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Goodwood's website is GoodwoodMuseum.org.
Nice. Okay, folks, that's it for this week. Hey, look, we're here every Saturday morning, and it's our job to keep you in tune with what's going on around town. That's what we're all about. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And here we've had an opportunity to talk a little further about the great things that Tallahassee brings us every day of the week. Folks, we'll be looking for you again next Saturday morning right here at 93.3 FM, our home for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Widden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widden is known for taking care of business. Widden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.